I just recommend the people personal relationship with God, praying to God, saying, I want to be good. I want to recognize truth. I want to know what truth is. I want to open myself up to you. I'm an imperfect. I repent for what I've done. I want you to cleanse me and then show me the truth and then show me how to be a better person. And then show me after that what the mission is you have for me. And literally, if you do that through a process, it may take days, may take months, may take years. Then the adventure begins. And then all of a sudden you're being given like intel and stuff, like, and like literally just, you have to learn to go with it. It's never wrong. And it's God and it's there. And it's your personal relationship. And then obviously people get this relationship. They all want to teach other people it. And God says, get together in groups. That's great. But Christ didn't try to go get the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the priest class to join him. He said their minds were closed. He went to the prostitutes and the tax collectors and the robbers and the thieves because they were already outcasts. But that's where he found people that were already under evil's control but weren't arrogant about it, who were looking for a way out. And so, I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to, is a spiritual relationship with God. And there are some real churches and things.
But don't you find that? I know I have found that. You see sparks of this in the most unlikely people. If you put a list on paper of the people in your life, I won't ask you to say it out loud, but who you really trust, or you talk to and you groove with them and they like know exactly what you're saying. You know, they are on the same wavelength in some deep way. It's not the people you would expect. Have you ever noticed that?
Absolutely. Most people get into media because they want to be movie stars. Most people become a preacher because they want to, you know, because they want to be famous and have power. And then you'll find like just the most just normal, unassuming person that has all this great knowledge.
Yes.
Because they already have all the power. They don't need power. And so it's just
they're connected to God's power. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. And it's quite the quest because so many people are lost and really it's an inside job. They've got to somehow open up the channel to God. And then they'll see everything that's happening. And then God will give them a message and a mission of what they should do. And I don't want to say all churches are bad, because there's a lot of good people in the churches regardless. It's just that the last 120 years, the Rockefeller Foundation, the ecumenical movement, and all of that has really moved into the churches. We see that with all the rainbow flags and all, you know, the famous cathedrals in England now festooned with all the leftists, you know, graffiti and garbage. I mean, it's been captured, is my point.
God is gay.
But people can't get turned off by that and say, well, God's dead. No, no. Satan has occupied the so-called temples. But God isn't in the temple. God is inside us. There is a white supremacy problem. And it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbel and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. You're watching AlexJonesLive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI, under Obama's command, launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, AlexJonesLive.com, and the link, AlexJonesApp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live here on the Alex Jones Network. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. So you got a new camera angle. I don't even know where that camera is. Welcome to the new and improved Alex Jones Network here from the new Command Center here in Central Texas. We, of course, are in a little bunker today, and it's gonna make things a little bit inefficient for a little while, I guess would be one way of putting it. Obviously, I'm going to be in the same room Alex is in, so we're going to have to do some sort of trade over in between the shows. But we're going to work out the kinks. We're going to iron everything out as we move on, and of course, cover the news as we always do, and hopefully take calls. Can we take calls, guys? I think we can. We can take calls. Excellent. And of course, this in and of itself is sort of a temporary transition process taking place. So, of course, we are now War Room Live, and you can follow us on Rumble at War Room Live. But things will be changing. New shows will be made. This show may go down to 2 hours. We don't know. We'll play it by ear, and, of course, we'll take your input as well. But it's been quite an interesting 24 hours since we shut down. Of course, we went live late into the night last night, and it was a epic way to send off the InfoWars Studios, which will now, of course, be, defunct for the time being, and maybe it'll be taken over. It sounds like, from what I understand, they're still desperately trying to take over the studios, and they really want the set, because they really want to do a parody of InfoWars, and they want the set to look like InfoWars. So, we'll see how that goes. When I say they live in a parallel dimension, when I say they live in a world that's not our world, we've been saying that for a while, but like it becomes increasingly true as time moves forward. And the invention of Blue Sky has really made it hard to bully these people. War Room Live, Trump rejects congressional oversight for war, says ceasefire has terminated hostilities. Yeah, we'll get into the Iran war. We'll get into all that stuff. But I was up pretty late last night, just sort of, trying to keep the morale up, because I saw a lot of people, saying they were watching the shutdown of InfoWars and it was making them very emotional. And of course, I understand that fully. It's a little different for us because it's like we've already gone through the grief process. Like we thought we were shut down 2 years ago, so sort of the impact has been diminished just from repeatedly being dunked into this pool over and over again. You eventually get used to how cold the water is, I guess you could say. But I saw a lot of people very, very upset at this, and like, guys, you've really got to understand what this InfoWar is all about and embrace it. We got to embrace this stuff. You have to understand how wrong it would be, how unsatisfactory it would be if InfoWars wasn't shut down by the feds. Like that, it had to be that way. It had to be that way. If we weren't the real deal, it wouldn't have been that way. If we weren't the threat to the establishment that we are, then it wouldn't be that way. It has to be this way because Because it's perfect. It's in a weird way kind of perfect that it went this way. Because, of course, InfoWars has to be shut down by the Fed. And that is what happened. Federal courts shut us down because we didn't do anything wrong. Like, we're innocent. We didn't actually do anything wrong. We didn't actually, you know, commit terrorism or defame anybody, in my opinion. So, of course we had to be shut down. You know, it would be totally different if we actually were the people that they say we are and got shut down for some sort of legitimate reason. But like, no, it had to be illegitimate. It had to be the Fed shutting us down. It was the only way for InfoWars to end. And in a way, it is the ultimate proof of everything we've been saying the entire time. But I'm trying to bully the Onion. But I'm very deliberately, I'm desperately trying to bully Ben Collins and Tim Heidecker and mock them for their hilarious failure in every regard. Tim Heidecker pledged his soul to Satan in exchange for running InfoWars. He's still not running InfoWars. I mean, that's comedy. That is comedy gold. That's funnier than anything Tim Heidecker has ever come up with on purpose. The man pledged his soul to Satan with the expectation that he'd be running InfoWars. Now he has no soul and no InfoWars. It's very sad. It's a very sad event for him, but also exactly what you would expect. But they're not on X. They're scared. They've run away. And our enemies refuse to meet us on the field of battle. They just want to snipe from places where we can't see them. And it's unfortunate because that means in order to fully enjoy their spiraling, you know, frantic collapse, I have to go to Blue Sky. Now, I have a lot of conspiracy theories about Blue Sky, if you want to know. Blue Sky is the Twitter alternative that was actually founded by Jack Dorsey, but then it was given to the person running it now, the CEO running it now, apparently didn't found it, wasn't a founder of it, and yet it's a Chinese woman whose name is Blue Sky, which is a little strange, a little awkward. Like, her name in Chinese means Blue Sky. And she became the CEO of Blue Sky after, like, running, like, helping to, like, upkeep a server farm for Bitcoin or something. Like, she's no qualifications, no actual, you know, ability to run the site, but somehow she gets put in charge. So the conspiracy theory about Blue Sky is that basically they wanted Kamala Harris to win, and if Kamala Harris would have won, they would have immediately gone after Elon Musk in every way they possibly could, and they would have, you know, forced him to resign from his board positions, or, I mean, they have all sorts of methods of, you know, destroying people's livelihoods and business or whatever. So I think the plan was to basically destroy X, force Elon to sell it, or, you know, otherwise just shut down X forcibly, you know, boycotts, advertiser boycotts, whatever they were going to do. But you can't shut down X if you don't have an alternative set up. So first they set up the alternative Blue Sky, which is run by a communist Chinese person, and already has all of the censorship built in to the algorithm. And so they wanted to use the FEC, SEC, any governmental body that they can get their hands on to destroy X, force everybody over to Blue Sky. That is a Chinese communist containment zone. So Blue Sky sucks, and I hate it, and it's the worst. And I'll never forget the first time I ever went on Blue Sky, the first thing I ever saw going on Blue Sky, and I think we may have been live because we covered it on Moonbase at the time. And the first image that popped up, first time I went to Blue Sky, was a drawing of Superman lovingly kissing Batman on the forehead while cradling Batman's pregnant stomach. And it's like, that's it. This is Blue Sky. It's the perfect image for what Blue Sky is. It's the Marvel brain. It's the transgenderism. It's the demonic rejection of nature. It's perfect. It was perfect. It's the perfect visual representation of who Blue Sky is and what their users are like. So it's just awful. But I went there, but I held my breath and I pinched my nose and I dove into Blue Sky and was looking at Tim Heidecker and others. And for one thing, it's just, the man is one of the least funny people I've ever seen. Like, and I'm not, you know, I can think people are funny. We talked about David Cross yesterday. The man's a bumbling idiot. He has no idea anything about politics. Absolute moron. Hilarious dude, though, but very funny. Well, like I said, probably my favorite character, Tobias, on my favorite show, Arrested Development. Gut-busting. Hilarious, dude. I'm not biased in this way. Tim Heidecker, what is going on there? What is that? What is that? It's like if you tuned into InfoWars and we never covered any conspiracies and never talked about geopolitics and never talked about politics at all. Like, you'd be like, what is this? Why is this a show, right? The purpose of our show is geopolitics and information and culture and, you know, conspiracies, globalism, all this sort of stuff. So that's what we talk about. Their show's a comedy show, but it's not funny. How do you, what does that mean? What is that? I honestly want to know, because who's watching him? Why are they watching him? Like, these are questions we need answers to. But the point is, that you go to Blue Sky, and the people, I mean, it's beyond disconnected from reality. It is an alternate reality. It is an entirely fully fleshed out and fully formed alternative universe that only exists in their fevered minds. And it's actually funny. What does this say? Please be on the lookout for an emergency transmission from Tim Heidecker this evening on theonion.info. Thank you for your attention in this matter. Okay. Oh, I'm sure people are lining up to watch that. The man gets like 2,000 views on his podcast. See, this is what I mean. There's the establishment world that is just entirely fabricated and fake. It exists only and entirely out of manufactured consent. In other words, it's filled with people who are not talented, are not compelling, are not interesting, do not have fans of their own, are not capable of gaining fans of their own. They are plucked out of obscurity. They are designated as a star, and then they just walk down the red carpet and get their picture taken. But as soon as they go out on their own, they fail completely. Okay, that's Tim Heidecker. That's Don Lemon. That's Brian Stelter. Like, all of these people, right? They go from the height of importance, everybody hanging on their every word, you know, CNN nightly news or whatever it is, and then they go independent and they can't get 100 people to watch their live streams because their popularity is artificial. It's artificially propped up. So Tim Heidecker is one of these characters. And it's kind of odd because I've seen it in practice. I've talked about this before, but it works on people. It actually works on certain people. I don't know who these people are, or like what makes them this way, but because they're told that somebody is a comedian and really funny, they genuinely find them funny. And again, I've seen this in my own life. I was working at Seth Meyers. I was working on Seth Meyers' show, a late night show. And Seth Meyers comes in, and this is like the first time he comes onto set. And everything he says, everybody cracks up at. And it was weird. It was very weird because he wasn't saying funny things. He was like kind of like being jokey a little bit, but it was more just like, okay, everyone here is a, you know, bootlicking quizzling, I guess, for lack of a better word, that just like literally feel like giddy when a famous person is around. And Seth just like, nice background. They're like, it is a nice background. Thanks, Seth. Like, that's how, so you've got like a Tim Heidecker type, not funny, not exactly, you know, compelling in any way. And yet he's got like a show on Adult Swim. He feels powerful. He's like, you know, in like sitcoms and stuff. And I'm sure he's surrounded all the time by these dumbass bootlickers that like giggle and laugh at everything he says. And he's like, man, I'm the funniest person ever. And it's weird because then you watch the video, you watch his podcast or whatever, and I'll watch entire clips. And like the whole crew is like laughing. And it's like, what is this? What is going on? So Ben Collins, guys, bring up Rob Dew's tweet with the Ben Collins Blue Sky post on it. Because, first of all, Rob Dew posted it because people were sending us death threats, obviously, because everybody on that side is absolutely deranged, completely violent psychopaths. That's just who they are and who they attract. So it's not exactly a surprise. It is sort of horrifying, again, knowing that we just, Didn't do anything wrong, but people want to kill us anyway because of the lies that are told about it. So here's the post from Rob Dew. We don't need to read what he wrote, but what's his name? Ben Collins wrote, this is not an... Well, first of all, his girlfriend failed congressional candidate and dumbass e-whore Kat Abugagluggles says, this is literally establishing a second special code of law just for Alex Jones so he can do whatever he wants. What the F are we doing? How the F is this allowed? Yeah, that's right, folks. Alex Jones created a special code of law and got the federal court to go along with it. Uh-huh. So the response to this is a guy saying, Kirk his ass, right? Kill him like Charlie Kirk. Because, you know, of course. So in response to this, Ben Collins says, this is not an exaggeration. Alex Jones is allegedly bankrupt, but has an infinite well of dark money to pay lawyers, sell pills, and harangue judges and parents of dead kids. This stay must be lifted so we can take over. And I hope journalists look into where he's getting and stowing his money. He goes on. Alex Jones has created a justice system wholly unto himself by threatening judges and anyone in his way with the very threats that bankrupted him. Unrelenting harassment of innocent people and their families. It will work as long as the courts let it. Remove this stay. Give these parents justice. So, again, I cannot express to you thoroughly, like with enough emphasis, how bad all of that. What actually happened was that The Onion had nothing to do with our shutdown. Ben Collins heard Alex Jones say, yeah, the receiver is not paying our internet bill. Our internet's getting cut off on the 30th on a podcast, right? So he's there, you know, lurking, I don't know, in whatever nest he burrows into to eat and sleep at night. But he's there watching Alex Jones obsessively, and he sees him say this. And so he goes and starts talking behind the scenes to the receiver going, hey, maybe we can buy this, which, again, is just insane and absurd. They could have bought us at the auction. They refused to just pay the full amount that we were worth, which this would have been over 2 years ago, and they would have owned us for the last 2 years. But they are like instinctually and irresistibly criminal, so they have to try to come up with some sort of fraudulent back office, you know, scheme to get the auction, even though they didn't have the highest bid. Again, I'm totally criminal as far as I'm concerned. And the judge says, what the hell are you talking about? No, you didn't win this auction. Now, instead of the auction just going to the actual highest bidder, why would that not be the case? Is that not the case with literally every auction that's ever been held ever in history? Is that if the winning bidder is like, oh, actually, I don't have any money, they're like, all right, well, the next highest bidder is going to be the bidder then? Like, what the hell are you talking about? You hold an auction. They try to give it to the wrong person, and so then they're just like, well, I guess the auction is not real then. And it's like, what the hell are you talking about? How is that the conclusion? It's insane. Okay, so let me just lay out. What actually happened was that Ben Collins and Tim Heidecker went on every news channel they could get on and said, in no uncertain terms and with, you know, absolute confidence, we own InfoWars. InfoWars is ours. We're in the studio. It's our URL. We own it and we have purchased it and the brand is now ours. Like, they said that, which is ironic because that's more fake news. That's a bigger lie than anything we've ever told. We've never said, I mean, imagine the bold-faced lie. The man goes on national TV, looks right in the camera, and tells people, we own InfoWars. They don't. It's crazy. It is, I mean, genuinely, put yourself in the mindset of somebody who would do that. Put yourself in the mindset of somebody who would go on national television and just say something that is, like, obviously a lie. That's not even remotely true. That couldn't possibly be true. These people are psychos. Like, genuinely terrifying. That they are so disconnected from reality and so disconnected from consequence or anything. Genuinely insane. Okay, so Ben Collins and Tim Heidecker just assert that they own InfoWars. Just they don't. It's completely fake. It's completely fraudulent. They just say that they do. Okay? We reach out to the court and go, what? is this true? And the court goes, no, that's not true. That couldn't possibly be true. That's not happening. And Ben Collins takes this and then presents it to his audience by saying Alex Jones has somehow created his own law system. He is threatening and harassing and haranguing judges so he can threaten and harass families. I mean, it's beyond, like, you know, there are some things that are related to reality but not quite aligned. There are things where it's like, I could see where you misstep here. No, they lied. The court said that's not true. And they go on and just defame us endlessly. Which, again, the irony of all of this. We harangued judges. You mean like filing a court case? But what he's really mad at is that we have money to pay lawyers. He's like, why, where's this dark money coming from? Our entire financial existence has been in the hands of the federal court for the last 2 years. We have a receiver. We had a CRO for a long time. They know every single penny we ever earned. So what the hell are they talking about? So bring up the tweet again from Ben Collins and that Rob Dew posted. Because I really want you to understand. These people think that we all lost our jobs. Do you understand that? All right. So yeah, bring up all of these because we got to read all these. I mean, again, the actual story that happened was that this guy just lied about owning InfoWars and the court said, you don't actually own InfoWars. That's never been decided. That's never been a thing. His response is that Alex Jones established a second code of law where he can do whatever he wants. That's not an exaggeration, says Ben Collins. That's factual. Because remember, we're the crazy ones. We're the insane ones. But to them, simply having the court reject their baseless assertion somehow means that Alex Jones has created a entirely new set of laws that only he rules by. I've never said anything that crazy. That is insane. An infinite well of dark money. Money's not dark. The money comes from thealexjonesstore.com. You know that. Everybody knows that. He is just absolutely lying. He's allegedly bankrupt. He is bankrupt. But you see, like, what he thinks is like, wait, he can still pay lawyers? No, we're supposed to bankrupt him so he can't defend himself. Then we get to just run roughshod over his legal rights and he can't even hire a lawyer to fight back. Like, they really think that Alex Jones should just like be shot in the knee and have his hands tied behind his back and then led into the boxing ring. And it's like, what? No, you have to fight fair and you just lose every time you, well, you've never tried to fight fair actually. So, you know, we don't know what would happen if you did. Maybe you should give it a shot. So of course their fans are deranged. Of course their fans are violent and want to hurt all of us. Because when we say, hey, you don't own InfoWars, what they hear is Alex Jones is creating a new set of laws to hurt families more. And it's like, batshit insane, folks. And then you know, Heidecker posts the video, the picture I took of the last shot of InfoWars standing behind Alex Jones. And under it, it's everybody like, you know, I'm reveling in the fact, is it wrong for me to be so happy that all these people are waking up jobless this morning? It's like, okay, in the world they live in, InfoWars owns, Onion owns InfoWars, and I'm out of a job, okay?
I have been very blessed and honored in 32 years on air and 28 years of InfoWars to have seen the whole world change. When I first got started, almost nobody knew about the globalist. People were literally in the dark. Look how far we've come. We are exposing them. Jeffrey Epstein, the pedophile rings, the poison COVID shots, the open borders, the global wars, the 5G, all of it is coming out. Humanity is rallying. This is the fourth turning. This is the great awakening. It is the answer to their great reset. I am so proud of humanity, and I'm so thankful to all the viewers and listeners who over the years have supported us by prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at thealexjonesstore.com. So InfoWars has been shut down, but we've launched the Alex Jones Network. We plan to crank this sucker up. We got new studios, they're even bigger, being built. And we want to go 19 hours a day live by the end of 2026 from 5 a.m. until midnight. So if I build it, will you come? Yes, I know you will. So now more than ever, go to thealexjonesstore.com and get incredible supplements. Our methylene blue is the best. Our methylene red is proprietary. Our bovine colostrum, the widest selection of Patriot Apparel, incredible collectible knives, and so much more. You are literally financing the tip of the spear and the resistance that the tyrants and the globalists hate above everything else. InfoWars is a proven winner. They have a URL. They have an old studio. That means nothing. You are the InfoWar. And if you accept this mission, if you take action, if you spread the word, if you share our links, alexjoneslive.com, the news site, the live feeds, the articles, the videos, it's incredible. If you share the feed with everybody you know at alexjonesapp.com, the free Droid or Apple download of the app, it is insane. All the power lies with you. That's why callers call in and thank me. I say, thank me. I would fight this no matter what. I'd fight it in a ditch. I'd fight if I was homeless. We're all in this together. You have all the power, but you have to use the power now. Share the feeds to alexjoneslive.com. Share the URL, alexjonesapp.com. And go to thealexjonesstore.com with the widest selection of Patriot apparel to wear your uniform of liberty openly and proudly. It's such an adventure to wear this apparel and to get the incredible supplements that will empower your life so you'll know how real this is. I only sell stuff that really works, so I want you to get it and take it and love it and have a great response. We have a 90+% reorder rate. So many of you are on the fence. Take action now. Step into a wider world. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and support this broadcast. But regardless, take the feed, take the live links at alexjoneslive.com/show and on Rumble and Relox Shows on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble, and share those links, and it changes the world. You are unstoppable when you decide to get up at the plate and take action. This is real. This isn't hype. You've seen the results. Now the ball's in your court. AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action. You are the reincarnation of Paul Revere. You are unstoppable. The globalists are in deep crap. Take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. And I want to be clear. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigly, that owns the Alex Jones Network, does. We've got a major deal with Rumble to push our information. It's already top on Rumble, but to supercharge it. The most important coordinate in this fight is rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. rumble.com/Alex Jones Live. We are already at the top of Rumble, but we're going to go even further partnering with them. This is the coordinates of liberty. Take action right now at rumble.com/Alex Jones Live, and we are unstoppable. The power of humanity is unstoppable if you simply unleash it now.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is War Room Live on the Alex Jones Network. If you're tuned into this, you are tuned into reality. You're tuned into the real world. You're tuned into the third dimension here on planet Earth. Where my name's Harrison Smith, and I'm hosting the War Room Live with my whole crew in the room right there, and like four editors crammed in a room over there, and like five people downstairs. We're a little crammed in here these days, but that's great. In this dimension, in this reality, InfoWars never failed. It never got unpopular. It never, you know, did something that would legitimately be worthy of total destruction. In this dimension, InfoWars has been the subject to totally fraudulent lawfare abuse, abuse of process. Anarcho-tyranny, for lack of a better word, illegitimately applied default judgments, juries that were instructed on how to judge things, charges added weeks after the jury trial ended. I mean, it just goes on and on. That's this dimension. That's the real dimension. That's the real world where this is happening. where I have a job, where my crew has a job, where all of us are funded by alexjoneslife.com, and where we simply are defending ourselves against the continual harassment and continual legal abuse of a bunch of extremely well-funded global elite. That's the real world. That's existence in the dimension of reality. If you go to Blue Sky, however, InfoWars has been defeated. It has been purchased by The Onion. It's owned by Tim Heidecker, who is a comedian, and Ben Collins, who is not a weasel wearing a human costume, okay? And in that dimension, I've lost my job. I'm very sad. I'm pathetic. I'm flailing, and I'm desperately reaching out to Putin for just a little bit more of that money so that we can hire lawyers to further harass innocent families and harangue and control federal judges so that we have can manufacture our own personal set of laws that only we have to adhere to. So I guess it's up to you which one of these realities you want to live in, because apparently there's thousands of people living in that reality. There's thousands of people living in the reality where I've lost my job, where Onion owns the InfoWars, where Tim Heidecker is funny, Ben Collins is respectable, Alex Jones is a super villain who has federal judges in his pocket and an infinite amount of wealth from despots around the world. In reality, we're going to keep getting support at thealexjonesstore.com. We're going to keep telling the truth and holding ourselves to a higher standard than any other media outlet out there. I mean, hell, anybody that hosted Ben Collins and Tim Heidecker over the last couple of weeks should probably do some soul searching, probably need to issue some corrections. You probably need to, in a shame-faced way, go in front of your audience and tell them that that report that you filed a week ago was utterly untrue and you were the victim of fraud. Otherwise, it's your credibility that's going down, not ours, right? We're not the ones lying about all this. What a sad sausage party of losers, con men, and dupes. Losers. And again, you know, if you scroll down, I mean, they have one insult. Can anybody guess what it is? Oh, can the crew figure out what the insult is? Look at that, 7,000 likes. Pathetic. Pathetic. Like, they just literally know nothing. They just know nothing at all. Here they're looking at Rex wearing shorts with a blazer because they don't understand high fashion. The plebs. Show me a picture of the dumbest thing currently happening. Again, it's like, you know, they think this hurts us, right? Wait, stop. Go up. Stop. Go up. That the frog thing. Like, they're like, where did it all go so wrong? Like, do they think this is embarrassing? Do you think Alex accidentally dressed up as a frog? You think he didn't realize that it looked silly, painting his face green and dressing up in a frog costume and hopping around the studio like a giant frog? You think that was him trying to be serious and you're making fun of him by posting it? Couldn't possibly be that he's being a goofball on purpose because he's a silly guy and you're just seething in sort of petulant anger that you're not in on the joke. It's just ridiculous and insane. And of course, it's like, oh, these incels. And it's like, if you bring up that picture, I'm pretty sure like everybody over 25 in that picture is married. I'm pretty sure over half of them have kids and most of them have grandkids. But like, that's these people, though. You know, they see just like normal American men. And they just have to, like, seethe and insult and, like, oh, they're all the thing I am. Actually, they're no better than me. They're just as degenerate and lonely and pathetic as I am because they can't be better off than me. So, again, this isn't a bad thing for us. It's really not. Obviously, you know, I mean, just think about what they spent. Think about the amount of money that they spent. We can take it down. I don't need to say anymore. Just trying to take us down. $325 million at least of the most high-powered law firms in the world over years, dedicating God only knows how many thousands of hours. Oh, they're saying Thomas is crying. Were you crying, Thomas? Were you weeping? Were you so sad? He was crying. Okay, I'm sorry. This is the thing. They live in an alternative reality. Genuinely, I don't know who it is they're making fun of. I don't know who it is they think they are. It's just crazy nonsense, cartoon delusion world. But okay. So look, I don't know. I don't want to like downplay it because it is a bummer that this is the world we live in. It sucks that this is the state of justice in this country. It sucks that they can do this to us for years over years. And by the way, the end of this is almost certainly going to be that all of this stuff gets reversed. It's just been delayed. We haven't gotten to the Supreme Court. We haven't gotten to the Texas Supreme Court. We haven't filed our countersuits. We haven't filed our like criminal evidence that we have. Like, the end of all of this is likely going to be that they spent over a quarter billion dollars, thousands of man hours, just like ruined our lives for 2 years, and they will have achieved less than nothing. And in a way, isn't that perfect? Isn't that exactly how it should be? Isn't it like kind of emblematic of everything that we've always talked about? That we are so dangerous that us sitting here and reading freaking mainstream media articles and just pointing out the inconsistencies in them, that is such a powerful and dangerous threat to these high-powered lawyers, these people willing to spend hundreds of millions of dollars just to shut us up, and they can't even do it. They can't even succeed. I am still live talking to you right now on all of the same channels, minus one or two. So I get why, you know, like, I understand people are sad that, like, this is the world we live in, right? That's the thing to be sad about. You should be sad. You should be angry that we live in a world so replete with these scumbags, so able to be manipulated by people with money, so vulnerable to psychological operations that are capable of swaying entire swaths of the population despite being utterly baseless and totally devoid of facts. It's sad that that's the world we live in, but that means our fight is the right one. It means what we're doing is more important than ever. And it's almost like, in a way, I don't know, I'm just not sad that this has happened. It's verification for everything we've always said. And if we lived in a world where you know, trial like this was immediately smacked down, and cases like this, you know, went a different way, and just like justice actually mattered and the truth actually applied, then what purpose would InfoWars have? That's the world we're trying to create. That's the world we're trying to get to. That's why they're trying to stop us. So of course we're in a world that's corrupt. Of course we're in a world that's fallen. Of course we're in a world where the worst people ever have total immunity and can do whatever the hell they want, and then say the same thing about us. Of course, because how would we be heroes otherwise, right? Who's going to love Harry Potter if Voldemort isn't killing children? It's like, no, that's what you need. How are we supposed to heroically stand up against an overwhelmingly evil and powerful foe if we don't have an overwhelmingly evil and powerful foe? It's like, that's what we need to be the overwhelmingly heroic champions of good. Like, hello? We can't have a bunch of people out there just kind of doing evil stuff, just like moderately being corrupt. Like, no, they've got to be the worst. They've got to corrupt everything. every step of the way has to be a masterclass in subversion and manipulation and deception and stupidity and brainwashing. It has to be, because that's what we want to stand up against. God is giving this to us like a feast to gorge on. It's amazing. How could you ever want anything different? It's like, no, you don't want the dragon to be terrorizing the townspeople, but if you're a hero with a sword, it's kind of your thing. It's kind of the reason you have the sword. So without the dragon, what would we do? We wouldn't be heroes, that's for sure. The dragons are everywhere, and we're slaying them all. It really is fun. And of course, they're actually the ones crying about it and literally going on antidepressants the last time this failed. Gonna have to up that prescription, bro. Gonna have to go take some ayahuasca, try to reset a little bit. I don't know. Do you need a psychiatrist? Do you need some talk therapy to work through the feelings that you're experiencing? You pussy. You faggot. Look, we're gonna talk about the news now. I'm gonna move on from the scum, but I really have to express in the most thorough way I can how victorious this has all felt, how truly wonderful it has been to be proven right about everything, to be targeted by incredibly powerful, wealthy, influential, and immoral dirtbag scum that aren't even talented in their own chosen profession. It's perfect, because we've got no support. We've got no institutional backing. We've got no dark money to speak of. That's all them. And yet we're winning anyway, and we will continue to win as a symbol of our correctness and their evil. Because at the end of the day, no matter how powerful they are, God designed this universe, and doing the right thing is always going to be hard. Everybody would be a hero. Everybody would be good. Everybody would do things for free if it was easy. And it is a universal constant. It's always harder to do the right thing. I don't know why God made it that way. He wanted to challenge us. He wants us to live up to it. He wants us to be capable. But always. It's always better. It's all like, no matter what you're talking about, healthy food tastes bad. Like, explain that one to me. Healthy food tastes bad. Sitting around is easier than exercising. Like, everything that's good for you is hard. I don't know why. But that's the thing. Of course, this has to be hard. Of course, it can't be easy. It wouldn't be good otherwise. So we do have a lot of news to get into here. Some pretty interesting vaccine news, actually, as well as some racial hatred and calls for genocide against white people. But, you know, what else is new? Just sort of going mask off now. And we got a lot of videos to get to as well. Major corruption exposed in Ukraine. And there's sort of a twist to the story, because we've reported multiple times of some of Zelensky's highest valued lieutenants getting caught in massive bribery schemes and then having to flee to Israel. And now there's like interviews with those guys in Israel being like, no, Zelensky's the corrupt one. I fled because they were trying to pin it on me. So I don't know who's screwing who over, and I don't really care. I think they're all bad, and they should all be hung by the neck until dead after a Nuremberg-style crime for the relentless war crimes they've subjected their own people to for the last several years. That's my position personally. But we can get into the details of the corruption, I guess. We can look under the lid and see the disgusting, you know, fetid New World Order mess underneath. But we could just get rid of them all otherwise. But anyway, we'll get into that. And then this story, and everybody like knows by this point, the story broke yesterday, I believe. And just one of these stories where I don't think I'm special. I think everybody saw this story and just went, no, that's not happening. That's a lie. But it like went national and became this big story, I guess, because she's pretty and the details were lurid. So people wanted to spread it, even though they knew it was fake. But like, I had this story yesterday, right? I saw it. And anybody even reading this headline or seeing her picture just should know automatically, without an instant hesitation, there's no way this is real. And he's probably a minority. He's probably a minority from India. JP Morgan staffer accuses female boss of drugging him, making him her sex slave. Oh, yeah, I bet. Oh, yeah, oh, that sounds, oh, it's real convincing. Oh, yeah, I bet she's just abusing men all over the place. And I bet he hated it. Like, come on, guys. Come on. Is this the type of stuff we're falling for, really? Again, I don't, am I special? I don't think I am. I asked the crew, but it was like, no, nobody bought that story. But I don't know. It went around the country, became a national story. People were talking about it like it was real. Who thought this was real for a single minute? And by the way, is he even real? What is that face? That is a heretofore unrecognized, like undiscovered phenotype that I'm looking at. What is it? That was the second thing I was like, oh, that guy's AI. I was pretty sure that guy was AI. It reminds me of something. I don't know what it is, but it connects to something in my lizard brain that's sending me warning bells. Can we bring up his picture again? What is that? Why is it so off-putting? The Indian Jason Segal. Who's Jason Segal? From Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Interesting. I don't know. He looks uncanny. He somehow exists in the uncanny valley despite being a real person. The formerly anonymous J.P. Morgan staffer who accused his boss of repeatedly sexually harassing him has been revealed following an investigation by the bank that no wrongdoing had happened. Chirayu Rana, 35, is the man who accused Lorna Hijdini earlier this week. Rana filed the suit under the pseudonym John Doe, accusing Hijdini of turning him into a sex slave by repeatedly drugging him. In a statement issued to the New York Post, Hijdini's lawyer stated, Lorna categorically denies the allegations. She never engaged in any inappropriate conduct with this individual of any kind and has never even been to the location where the alleged sexual assault took place. A female J.P. Morgan executive has been accused of using her status at the company to sexually abuse. And again, it's like, you know, are we supposed to treat this like it's real? Like, what? Who spread this? Why did anybody spread this? Because these stories were written as if these claims were like at all even possible. And they weren't possible for like 1,000 different reasons. She had never been to the place he said it occurred. He said it had to do with her withholding a bonus. She had nothing to do with his bonuses. She was not his boss. So it doesn't even make sense in the first place. He also has these like things that he says that she says to him. And they just are things that no woman has ever said ever. Yeah, maybe people just like wanted to believe it was true. But you got to ask through his application. You got to be able to see through stuff like this, y'all. Like, I don't always have a reason for not believing something. Sometimes you just go with your gut. Sometimes you read a headline that an attractive white female JP Morgan bank executive is keeping a weird looking Indian man as a sex slave. And you just go, no, that's not true. And that never happened. Next story. He filed. Yeah. JP Morgan. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. The real life story. So what did she say? The alleged sexual advances became more explicit. Like, it's got all these like details. Okay. Joe claims that Hijdini advanced on him, demanding that she give him oral sex. In one instance, the man says that she said, birthday BJ for the brown boy, my little brown boy. Yeah. Okay. Listen to me. If you couldn't tell from the headline that this was a bizarre fantasy by an Indian man. I think the minute that you have the woman saying, let me pleasure you, my little brown boy, like, it's like, guys, it's not even good fiction. Doe says he tried to resist the advances, but that she threatened professional retribution in the company. If he wanted to be promoted, he would have to start by pleasing her, according to the complaint. You're going to have to earn it, my little Arab boy toy, Doe alleges she said during an event. Again, I'm not reading this like I'm actually covering this story. The only reason I'm covering this at all is to try to commiserate with you, express to you something I hope you're already feeling. How did anybody fall for this ever? And that's basically it. It's just like, is this the state of our news media now? I mean, I know, you know, we're outside of the Me Too movement, but I don't even think the Me Too movement got this absurd. Not usually. Anyway. It's just this type of stuff where it's like, this is why InfoWars is needed, okay? This is why InfoWars is necessary, because the mainstream news media publishes stuff like that uncritically, as if it's real. Probably ruined that woman's life. Certainly humiliated her quite a bit. Totally and utterly and obviously fraudulent, because every single instance of everything the guy said was provably false, even without getting into the details. So why was this story ever run? You have to wonder. You really do. And I think we're going to stick on this theme. I think we're going to stick on this theme for the next segment. And when we get back, we'll show you a little bit of inside info about India and what's going to happen when people with, you know, culturally Indian outlooks on life come to America. Probably going to see more of this type of stuff. Probably going to see a lot more of this type of stuff. You know, white men would never do this. I'm going to start saying that a lot more. I don't want to embarrass the person that said it. So I won't say, but somebody recently was talking about an attack against an innocent woman. And they were just like, a white man wouldn't do that. No, you know, white people don't do that. It's kind of like, maybe we need to bring that back. You know, it used to be the case. White people held themselves to a very, very high standard. And we might need to bring that back. Just remind people the way you behave as a white person. And if you're going to want to live in a white country, you're going to have to hold yourself to that standard. That's where a lot of the problems come from. We have a very high standard that we hold everybody to.
Because of God's providence, I was able to get on air in 1994. By 1996, I had a local radio show with number one ratings because Freedom is popular. By 97, I was syndicated. God's hand has been on this operation. It's incredible. We set up InfoWars, the URL, in 1997, 28 years ago. And finally, the Democrats, after almost a decade of attacks, have been successful shutting it down. But they don't control the InfoWar because the InfoWar is not a URL. It is we the people. It is you. And that's where we are right now. So our enemies hope and pray they can claim we've been defeated and you believe the lie and go back to sleep. It's not going to happen. We together, not just myself, but the viewers and listeners and our guests and our crew, are the epicenter of the great awakening against the globalist Great Reset. So this is your mission if you choose to accept it. Take these two URLs, alexjoneslive.com for all the news articles, all the videos, the live streams, and hit your email list, your text message list every day and say, the forbidden information is here, alexjoneslive.com. And then this URL is just as important, alexjonesapp.com, where you can download on Android and on Apple the free Alex Jones app with our live feeds, news, and more. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so critical. We have people power. It will override the AI. It will override the globalists. But you have to get excited, and you have to take action. The Alex Jones Network is launched. AlexJonesLive.com is launched. AlexJonesApp.com is launched. Now the ball is in your court in this victory as true patriots, as the vanguard of the resistance against tyranny, as modern Paul Revere's, to take your ride. Do it now and share those URLs, and we are unstoppable.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.